Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94.1.
Come on!
Hey! WQKX.
You're going to hear me roar. Or explode. Whatever. 4th of July weekend is underway right now. It's a big 80s and 90s weekend for us. It starts later on this afternoon. You know, just in case you want to blow up your neighborhood to the sound of some great 80s and 90s music. A lot of people started early. I feel for those people who have pets that get a little nervous this time of the year. Rob, the sports center, especially concerned about his dog every year at this time. Also, keep this in mind. Some of our veterans who suffer post-stress. They were in combat. They don't like those loud noises. Okay? So consider that in the neighborhood. You just heard Mark Lawrence read the story that, believe it or not, Sunbury's fireworks and use of big booms laws actually change between Memorial Day and mid-July. So you actually have a time when you can set off fireworks, and that's noon until 11 p.m. After that, you can get sighted. Now, I'm sure every town has their laws, but also every town has their goof bags who continue to laugh and hurt themselves and do dangerous things. The head of the Consumer Product Safety Commission actually talked about fireworks recently, and we came up with a mix just so you could hear the official statement combined with how stupid some people can be.
The 30 days around the 4th of July is when we see the most injuries occur.
This is going to be good. Oh,
shit. Leave the professional fireworks to the professionals.
Did that blow a hole right there?
Make sure if you're using consumer fireworks, you keep a bucket of water or a hose handy.
Woo!
Yeah, this is what happens. And then when you combine fireworks with alcohol, trust me, it's not a good combination. So people, be safe, be smart, and consider your neighbors. There's your public service message from 94KX this morning. Let's be careful out there. Hey, all of our late night television people have the entire week off, so there are no late night sound bites. However, coming up later on during Flashback Friday, we've got Vintage Late Night with Johnny Carson. Yeah, the master of it all. Are you eating hot dogs this weekend? All right, how about a round hot dog? Someone's invented those so they fit on hamburger buns for you dummies who forgot to buy hot dog buns. Those stories and more coming up. Morgan in the Morning. Always such a big summer song, when actually the song is about the end of summer and the boys of summer, often referred to as baseball players, were more than that, according to Don Henley.
94KX.
Hey, it's Morgan in the Morning. News is coming up next. Mark has got that. Rob's got the sports. And Steve, super exciting. Steve has the holiday weekend AccuWeather forecast. We can't talk about this weekend enough. We can't talk about safety enough. Firework safety, if you're that kind of person. I mean, when I was a kid, I went through that phase. My brother-in-law grabbed up a big old bag of illegal fireworks that he bought somewhere in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. We went home into the backyard in South Wilkesbury, a backyard a little bit bigger than the average card table, you know, row housing and all that. And we blew up things that were just like none of the rockets went in the air. They seemed to just barely clear the porch and blow up. And it was dangerous. Finally, my dad put the Clint Eastwood to it. All right, boys, that's enough. Put that crap away. Except he didn't use the word crap. But anyway, so we put them away. And nowadays, as I got older, I don't know if I got wiser, smarter, but it's just all annoying to me. I don't even go to fireworks displays. Unless, of course, I go along with somebody else because they ask me to go. And I look in the sky and I go, ooh, ah. But I certainly don't look into my own backyard and go, whoa, somebody's going to get hurt. Now, I'm not editorializing here, getting on a soapbox, but I'm saying it's kind of scary when you combine the three. A cookout with a couple of beers, fireworks, and then a trip to the urgent care. It sounds like a new advertiser almost, doesn't it?
This week's show is brought to you by Bubba's Barbecues, Beer, Fireworks, and Urgent Care. Your one-stop shop for everything you'll need this 4th of July weekend.
You betcha.
Sunscreen and apple pies, too.
I'm there.
Bubba's Barbecues, Beer, Fireworks, and Urgent Care.
News is next. Morgan in the morning.
94KX.
Not one, but two great Black Jacket Symphony shows coming to Spyglass Ridge Winery this weekend. Starting tonight with Pink Floyd and The Wall Show, plus some classic Floyd like this one as well. There's only one place you can get VIP treatment, and that's SBC Media Group. That's 94KX and Eagle 107. That's true. Now, what is VIP treatment? Well, this happens all summer long. You park up top at Three Beards. You just park the car. You check yourself in on our VIP list. And then you head inside Three Beards. This is at like 5 o'clock to 7. A two-hour VIP party, and everything is free. And let me tell you something. When you say Three Beards Brewing, it's so much more than beer. Trust me, their seltzers are to die for. Okay, and then all that brick oven pizza, a buffet line of chafing dishes. My goodness, this is a party for 2 hours. And then when you're done, when you've had your fill, if you will, you stroll down the hill to our SBC Media Partners VIP tent right alongside the stage. It's got a little lawn there in front of it, so you can sit under the tent in the shade if you wish. Or... you can bring your own chair or steal one and go sit right on the lawn right next to the stage corner there. This is unbelievable. What a party we're having coming out of COVID this summer. A 94KX VIP bracelet on your wrist. Here's your last chance to win right now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll take caller four as we always do. Caller four, toll free. Good luck.
We have another winner.
Woo! 94KX, you're caller four.
Yes.
Yes, you are caller four. Give me one of those Harry Met Sallys. Yes, yes, yes. Hey, who's this?
Catherine Lewis.
Where are you calling from?
Kingsbury.
All right. You ready to go party with us tonight?
I am.
I mean, this is an incredible treatment. You park up top. You don't have to worry about that. You go into Three Beards for a two-hour party, drinks and food for free. Then you stroll down the hill. You get under our VIP tent. There's a bar under there, a cash bar. But you got seating in the shade, or drag your chair out to the lawn, and you're right up front. What do you think?
Good. I'm happy.
you are so happy for a party tonight, aren't you?
Yes.
All right. We'll see you there.
All right.
94KX.
Just in time for the 4th of July, someone invented a round hot dog that fits on a hamburger bun.
It's called a round dog. What's a round dog? Well, we all know what a hot dog looks like.
Right? Uh-huh, right.
We've taken what typically would be a hot dog, and okay. we've turned it into something very different. Our round dog. Look at this. This round dog is what? 3 ounces. This hot dog is 1.5 ounces. So this is twice the size.
It looks like lunch meat. What are you talking about?
But what makes this round dog so nice is that we put this on the grill. We have this huge piece of circumference that's going to hit the heat.
It's a round piece of
bologna. The other side that's going to hit the heat. So just dropping this on your grill.
Uh-huh.
A couple minutes on one side, a couple minutes on the other side, and you've got a round dog that you now can put on a burger bun.
That's certified bologna, buddy. I'm really sorry. Not what you're saying. Well, yeah, that is true. But that's bologna. That's just a big, thick piece of bologna. It's not a round hot dog. Come on now. And don't forget to buy the hot dog buns so you won't have to cut up your hot dog and put it on a hamburger bun. We've all done that. Morgan in the Morning News is next. A check on sports and AccuWeather for the holiday weekend. Coming up next in just a few minutes, Yes or BS, the easiest contest to win because it's basically true or false, and you've got a 50-50 shot. And I give you plenty of time to cheat and Google, just like your kids did in school. Yes or BS, coming up next.
94KX.
That fife and drum sound, the summer of 1976, the biggest song on the radio during our bicentennial. Paul McCartney and Wings, the album was Speed of Sound, but he knew it was the America's 200th birthday, so he decided to celebrate with Let 'Em In. What a totally cool song. One of my favorite summer songs of all time. I hope you like it too. What the heck is this music? Do we have no budget for I like the music, though. Hi! It's time to play the easiest radio contest ever. Yes or BS? Basically a true or false contest where you have a 50% chance to win. And we give you plenty of time to Google the answer and cheat, just like your kids did all last year in school. So this is great, right? Chance to win. Right now. Yes or BS? This month, powered up by Dunkin' Donuts. You're at the drive-thru right now. Yeah, you know you want Dunkin'. America runs on Dunkin'. So does Tom Morgan. Chance for you to win a $25 gift card to DD. Right now, if you can answer today's yes or BS question. I think this music is too hip. But anyway, July 4th, we celebrate the birth of our nation and the signing of the Declaration of Independence. But did it actually happen on July 4th? John Adams declared our independence July 2nd. July 4th, the Continental Congress approved the final text of the Declaration. But the Declaration of Independence was not signed until August 2nd. Yes or BS?
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll take the first caller, as always, yes or BS from Dunkin' Donuts.
Hey.
Okay, did you ever think you'd hear an 80s, 90s hair band doing a Cascade commercial? Only here. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX. Cue the music, please. Oh, this might be better than the last one. We're trying to find a theme for our Friday game, Yes or BS. You got a 50% chance to win, unless you Google, Wikipedia, whatever, and cheat. Let's go to the line, see what we got. 94KX, are you ready to play Yes or BS?
Yes.
Yes. There you go. Who's this?
Karen.
What's that again?
Karen.
Hi, Karen. Where are you calling from?
Bloomsburg.
All right, Karen. July 4th celebrates our nation's birth and the signing of the Declaration of Independence to make us the United States of America. However, the actual signing didn't happen until August 2nd. Yes or BS?
Yes.
There it is. She's a winner. Can we get better music than this? We have a winner. We should be like, whatever. Karen, for you, a $25 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts for being the winner of Yes or BS.
94KX.
I love that song. 1981 was the year. The Police, Ghost in the Machine was the album. Very cool album. And Spirits in the Material World. The actual name of the album came from the fact that they recorded the album on the island of Montserrat, where there's a really cool recording studio. It was later destroyed by a hurricane. But anyway, there was a Ghost in the Machine. They kept having technical difficulties. That's where the name of the album came from. See that? I'm getting you ready for a big 80s and 90s weekend. Which starts this afternoon and goes right through Monday. Morgan in the Morning. Mike's in the house. Hey, bud. Thanks
Hi.
For coming in.
I'm glad to be here. How are you?
I thought you'd be roasting hot dogs by now or something. I didn't know.
No, not yet. Not yet.
When is the big feast at the Movie Mike house?
We don't really do big feasts. You know, we're one of those families. We have a grill, but I have no clue how to use it. So it just sits in the back.
Do not say that on the radio.
I know.
You're
terrible.
A man. You can't admit that. Even if you don't know what you're doing, you got to act like you do.
I know. I feel so guilty about that. I don't even know why we have the thing. It just sits there.
And when everything burns, you know, everybody goes, yeah, Dad thinks he knows what he's doing. Sure he does.
Right.
But you're coming right out of the gate saying, I have no clue.
I have no clue. I can make toast. That's about it.
I'm coming over your house. Can I bring a hot dog already cooked and put it on your toast and eat it at your house?
Absolutely.
All right, there you go. Birthday buddies coming up. There are no musical birthdays today, so we can't sing and dance in the aisles. We got to get to, like, the local celebrities. Or as we call them...
Birthday buddies!
You have got so much more excitement in your voice than Lynn Hall. Lynn, I apologize. We've been...
I heard that the other day.
Yeah, we've been pulling her out of the Valley studio. She's really working hard on it, but she just isn't a real excited, emotional person. So.
You just have to go for it. I mean, these are people's birthdays. We want them to be excited.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. A big happy birthday to Amy Wright. She's 42 today. Angela Pitt from Shamokin is 48. Happy birthday to Brian Griscavage. He's 47. Brian Rank is 51. Happy birthday, Carrie Keister. She's 43. Carl Persing from Shamokin is 56. Happy birthday to Carol Brooke. She is 58. Darnell Wren. Boy, I like that name. It's like a baseball name.
Yeah.
Step into the plate now. Darnell Wren. He's batting 303. Anyway, it's pretty good Brockmire, isn't it?
That's good.
Darnell Wren is 42. Doug Park is 38 today. Happy birthday to Janaida Buck from Sealand Grove.
Oh, I know her.
31.
I know Janaya.
Janaya?
Happy birthday, yeah.
Oh, good. She's in your neighborhood?
No, but I know her.
I was going to say, maybe she could catch your kid as he runs through the neighborhood.
Yeah, maybe.
Happy birthday to Joe Clouser. He's the nifty 50 today. Josh Reichenbach from Liverpool, 41. Karen Herman is 60 years old today. Happy birthday. She is from Milton. Linda Henley, Don's sister, is 52. Lorna Varner from Laura Varner from Northumberland is 46. Boy, look at this list. Margaret Weigold from Shamokin is 47. Happy birthday to Moriah. Mariah Kratzer, spelled with an O, Moriah, 37 years old. Nicole Young from Northumberland is 49. Happy birthday to Patty Leitner from Middleburg. She is 54 years old today. Let's take a look and see if we have any other birthdays. Yeah, Sandy Huffmaster from Mifflinburg. I think that might be spelled wrong, but that's how it's spelled. So she's 51. What else? Cheyenne Minier from Sunbury is 26. Whitney Snyder from Northumberland is 31. Is this going to go on much longer? This is kind of what I'm wondering, Mike. Okay, that's all we have. Nothing on text or Facebook as well. But everybody has a birthday, and we love to celebrate them every day at about this time. Hey, before we close out, we'll wait. Movie Mike is coming up, and we got to check the latest adventures of his young son, who is becoming quite the Houdini.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, but in the meantime, every day at this time, we like to celebrate...
Birthday buddies!
I love that. On 94KX. Hey, thanks for the Facebook message, Lori, and that quote from the great Tina Turner. A big fan. I'm a big fan. And she just messaged back, thanks for the song, Tom. Thanks for using my post. Happy Friday. And yes, I'm still sitting in my car till the end of the song. I love when people do that. I could be late for work.
Yeah, whatever. It's all right.
Lynn Hall is with us on a Flashback Friday.
I am.
For two reasons. Lynn Hall and I flash way back.
Oh, yes.
In radio.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
The early 80s.
Long time ago, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but this morning I came in and I needed some ice cubes for my flavored water.
Beverage.
And I go into the SBC Media refrigerator. You never know what you're going to find there.
Oh, right? No, you don't. Some stuff has been in there for months or years.
So I go in for ice cubes, and there's the regular ice cube trays, and then there's one of those old-school Flashback Friday metal trays. It turns out it's yours?
It is mine. My mother gave it to me, actually, because I told her that the plastic one here broke.
Oh, okay.
And so she rummaged around. She knew right where it was in the house.
She rummaged around
and she found it. Yes, and I brought it in.
So I hope you people remember it, but keep in mind Flashback Friday, 94KX, covers the decades. So a lot of you people are probably like, plastic ice tray, 99 cents at the dollar store. No big deal. But no, you got to go back into the 70s for us, but maybe 50s and 60s.
Oh, yeah, I bet you. I bet you the 50s. Maybe even earlier, maybe World War II era. I'm not sure.
We should Google that ice tray.
I know, we should look it up.
You could probably sell it on eBay for $4 million today. But if you're not familiar with it, it had like, we used to call it the rib cage in the center.
Yes.
That you filled with water, and then when it turned to ice, you pulled up that lever.
Lovely lever here.
So go ahead, pull up lever.
Okay. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
That's an amazing invention.
Yes, it is. Has a handle on it, too.
Yeah, I don't know why you need a handle. Unless you want to carry it. Before you crack the ice, you might want to just carry it around the house.
I think I will. Yeah.
Nothing will fall
out. That's a great idea. Just, you know, put it on the sofa next to you while you're watching TV.
And then when it's ready to crack, you just pull that lever.
Pull that lever and...
That's amazing.
Makes that noise and it does all that great stuff. More, though.
Oh, wait. There's more?
There is more. Not only do you get lovely ice cubes, but you also get lots of shaved ice in the bottom.
You know what? You're right, because if you buy those cheap plastic ones...
Yes.
All the cubes just pop out like Teflon, like the old days or something.
Right. No?
But yeah, that kind of damages the ice, so the whole cube comes out.
It just ruins
but
it.
But everything that was on the metal rib thing there... little flippers. Yeah.
They look like flippers, yeah.
They become like crushed ice makers.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Why did we get rid of this invention?
And better yet, why didn't we think of it in the first place?
Well, yeah, there is that.
Yeah.
Well, we'll post this up, and you can make your comments if you've ever seen one before, let alone if you ever used one. And a big thanks going out to your mom.
Yes, I will tell her.
What's her name?
Mary.
Mary? Okay.
I'll tell Mary.
And she's at home right now in Shemokin. How old is she?
96.
Are you kidding me?
No, she's 96.
Your mom is 96?
Yes. Still sharp as a tack. She has a hard time walking, but... She can remember everything.
Sharp as that ice tray.
Sharp as this
lever there. Yeah.
It's ice tray.
You know, that ice tray could be 96 years old as well.
It might be.
Just a little flashback Friday trip. Lynn, thanks for sharing.
You're very welcome.
Morgan in the Morning, 94K.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
The Boss Baby is back for a sequel. Will I give it a thumbs up or put it in timeout? I'll tell you in a moment. But first, this review is sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Sound of Metal. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. The Boss Baby family business apparently takes place decades after the original because the characters from the first movie are suddenly adults now. Alec Baldwin and James Marsden provide the voices of estranged brothers Ted and Tim. They're forced to team up when Tim's infant daughter announces that she's a secret agent from Baby Corp, the literal baby-making factory in the story's universe. An evil educator is running a school that's secretly designed to train babies and toddlers to rise up and take over the world, getting rid of parents in the process. Ted and Tim have to drink a special potion that turns them into infants so they can infiltrate the school. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
The first Boss Baby was no masterpiece, but it had some very funny observational comedy about infant behavior. The sequel, on the other hand, is the cinematic equivalent of giving a two-year-old an energy drink. Seriously, this movie is so hyperactive that I felt exhausted when it was over. It bounces randomly from one joke to the next, never giving you time to digest any of them. In-your-face animation and the tendency of the actors to yell a lot of their dialogue just adds to the chaos. The Boss Baby family business is so jam-packed with loud mayhem that you don't watch the movie so much as get assaulted by it. Don't get me wrong, certain bits are funny, but the nonstop manic tone was so obnoxious that I stopped caring about the story and started wondering where I'd put the ibuprofen. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 2 dirty diapers.
Exactly what I thought you were going to do. 2 poopy diapers there for that one.
Yeah.
2 other new movies.
Yes.
One I'm pretty excited about. Wait, did Tom Morgan just say he's excited about a movie? Summer of Soul, man. I want to see that really bad.
It's great. I caught it at the AFI Docs Film Festival last week. It is so good. So many phenomenal performances from some of the best R&B soul artists of the 1960s. It is great.
Yeah, as we go back into Harlem in the 60s.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, terrific movie directed by Questlove from The Roots. So good. That opens locally today.
Okay, good. I'm going to be looking for that. The other movie, not so much. That might be in your alley.
Yeah, The Forever Purge, the latest movie in that saga. This time they're trying to make The Purge all year round instead of just one night.
All right. Let's go back to Boss Baby, which would be your 2-year-old, correct?
Yeah.
Is he 2 now? I think he's 2.
He's 2. He's going to be 3 next month.
Oh, okay. We've been following this story now for weeks. Mm-hmm. Movie Mike trying to capture his 2-year-old who has become the Houdini of Sealand's Grove.
Yeah, this week with the 90-degree temperatures, we weren't outside, so he was contained in the house. But I did come around the corner one day and saw him taking big mouthfuls of water from his sippy cup and then spitting it into his older brother's shoe.
This is a whole new chapter.
Yeah.
This is a whole new chapter.
I mean, I was glad it wasn't my shoe, but at the same time, not really appropriate behavior.
Now, what kind of behavior is that for a 2-year-old? Was he perhaps trying to get rid of the stink in the shoe, or was he doing a practical joke on his brother?
Spitting into things is his new thing, but usually he'll spit from his sippy cup into some other container or something like that. But this time he couldn't find another container or another cup.
So
but he found his older brother's shoe, his new shoe that we just got him, his new Nikes.
Of course.
Of course.
It had to be new.
Right.
Perhaps he could repurpose a spittoon. Maybe you could get one at a yard sale or something.
You know, I might do that. He would probably love that. I might have to look into one of those on eBay or something.
And this young hoodlum's name again?
Jordan.
We love
you,
Jordan.
But I call him the J-Man.
The J-Man?
The J-Man.
Okay, next week, more adventures of the J-Man. Have yourself a great holiday.
Thanks, you too.
Man, I love that song. Flashback Friday, 94KX. Just announced, just elected into the Pennsylvania Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Badleys, the local boys. Congratulations.
94KX.
It's Morgan in the morning.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality.
Listen to that, huh?
Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see.
They're at Spyglass 2 years ago. If you close your eyes, you think Freddie Mercury was back.
Anyway, the wind blows, doesn't really matter to me.
Black Jacket Symphony and the Bohemian Rhapsody Queen Show coming to Spyglass tomorrow night. Your chance to be a VIP right now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
As always, caller 4. Good luck. Let's go to the phones. 94KX, this is caller 4.
Are you kidding me?
Would I kid you?
That's great. I'm so excited.
I probably would kid you, but I'm not kidding this time. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're on your way to the Backyard Concert Series at Spyglass tomorrow night for the Queen Show with Mark Martel. What do you think?
I think it's wonderful. I love the movie.
Yes.
It's great.
And to think that he was the voice of Freddie Mercury in the movie, that's cool, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, well, you're a 94KX VIP, and that's even cooler.
Okay, thank you so much.
WQKX.
Was that Mark Martel? No, that was the actual Queen from the album called Night at the Opera. I was in high school. Me and my buddies went up into Jimmy McGrath's attic, and we played that album, and we had, like, a great time discovering that rock and roll and that era of the mid-70s. Such cool stuff. Hey, let's go back in time, a little Flashback Friday audio for you. If you love Seinfeld... Like, I love Seinfeld. Like, everybody loves Seinfeld. Matter of fact, I've never met anyone who didn't like the Seinfeld show, except for maybe my dad, who, when George would go off on a rant, my dad would say, "He's getting on my nerves." And I'd say, "Okay, he's supposed to, Dad. That's his character." Well, check this out. There's now a Seinfeld original television soundtrack. It dropped yesterday. So check it out. You could, of course, get this, the theme song, but you could also get other things like George's answering machine. What song did he use in that answering machine? Anybody? Anybody have any idea? Well, Google it and find out. Seinfeld, the original television soundtrack, available now. That's pretty cool. News is on the way next. Mark's got news, Rob the Sports Center, and super exciting Steve with a holiday forecast you might like. It's Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Hi, this is 94KX.
Back into the 70s on a Flashback Friday. Do you remember the album Something Anything? Todd Rundgren. I'm still a big Rundgren fan. Still a huge Rundgren fan. His latest album, by the way, which was cut maybe, what, 4 years ago at election time? It was called White Knight. And he did a song with Donald Fagen of Steely Dan on that album. And I'm not going to say any more. Just go ahead and Google it. It makes you wonder. Rundgren is still very much alive. And his son now is one of his musicians. And he sings just like him. Isn't that cool? I think it's cool. Flashback Friday with 94KX. We haven't had any late night sound bites all week long because all the late night guys get the entire week off for the 4th of July. That must be nice, right? So we flashback now. This is interesting. We seem to be having some kind of technical difficulty. Let me see if I could shut one thing down, which should have been shut down, and go to the other. We have a late night soundbite, but can you flash back way back to Johnny Carson?
A new report came out today. Linguistic historians have discovered the least spoken sentence in the English language. And the sentence is, "That's the banjo player's Porsche." You know the circuses in town?
Yes.
When's the last time you went to the circus?
A year ago.
Did you know I once went? I once went with a circus performer?
No.
Yes. Lydia the Tattooed Lady. And she had the entire California freeway system tattooed on her entire body. And just my luck, after I sprung for a big dinner, I found out the Baja off-ramp was closed for the night.
Johnny Carson from The Tonight Show on a Flashback Friday soundbite.
X94KX.
Prince always fits in with the festivities at your house any holiday. I wish we still had Prince around. I'd call him up. Hey, you want to come over Sunday for a cookout? Yeah, come over. That's not a good Prince. Chad Evans does a better Prince. Anyway, with the Lake Minnetonka and all that, yeah. He's coming up next. He's going to take you through the midday, all right, including the way back lunch, which is going to get you completely warmed up for a big 80s and 90s weekend. I swear, I love when we do this stuff because you're cooking out and you turn the radio up and you just leave it on all weekend long. Like if your party is not till Sunday the 4th, or you can't get all your family and friends together till Monday the 5th, that's your company holiday. That's cool because we've got it going on starting this afternoon and taking you right through Monday. A big 80s, 90s weekend. I hope you're part of it. Okay, we've had a lot of fireworks and sound effects throughout this morning show. But we do close the show by begging you to please be careful if you have those said fireworks. And keep in mind, your neighbors may not appreciate it. So, and your neighbors' dogs and pets, and even the wild animals in your neighborhood. I've seen so much on Facebook and social media. And please remember the veterans who have served and maybe don't like the booming and the loud crackling of firecrackers. Maybe they still suffer the memories that they have incurred overseas. Given that, our final soldiers left Afghanistan today after 20 years of occupation. 20 years in Afghanistan. Our final soldiers pulled out today. We are completely out of that country. And the Taliban is claiming victory. That's the world we live in. Thank whoever, you're American, whatever God you may worship, thank that God that you are American and you live free. Have a great weekend, everybody.